when you talk about the process for when agencies pitch for business, RFPs, going ahead to an actual pitch, why is that model broken in your view? What's wrong with it?
I think there are two reasons. One, we're in the wrong revenue model, and the revenue model that we think we're in isn't viable anymore. So the pressure is on the pitch system to be able to win and sustain large chunks of revenue every year. The reason I say that's outdated now is, you know, we're moving much more into what I'd call a project economy, with the fragmentation of everything and the way that brands and advertisers actually want to engage and contract. It's a lot more flexible and fluid than it's ever been. So the idea that you need to pitch and become agency of record or media partner of record for very large clients, and you need to do that across a number of clients every year, the market can't sustain that model anymore. It can't give you that. So what we need to do is learn how to adapt to where the market actually is. And that means a change in operating system and having more choice around different commercial models. But also this notion that you need to be able to offer clients the efficiency and effectiveness they want in a accelerated and agile way. And if you are equating your value to your effort, and I'm particularly referring now to the costing model of time-based charging. If there's any rate card in there, what you're valuing is your effort. You're valuing and pricing how long it takes you to do something. So it goes without saying that the longer you take and the more people you can justify, the more money you make. That is absolutely misaligned with how your clients want you to engage and what they need from you. And also, you know, how they are working across multiple different specialists and partners. So the that misalignment to the current market and the current way clients want to engage is a real issue for our industry.
Yeah, and it's really radical what you're suggesting, because we're talking about upending, ripping up the entire way in which this industry does business, the media buying part of the advertising media ecosystem, which is so integral to how media has always been subsidized for 100 years. I mean, are you suggesting one general paradigm way of working in which all media agencies should transition to, or is it it depends? Does it depend?
It depends. I mean, I'd say as a general rule that the media industry and media agencies are best suited to what I would call a program and product model. You know, being able to really design and deliver the programs that their clients actually need, which have the right operating model and talent model to be able to deliver them really, really efficiently. I think with the advance of AI, then that allows them to be able to imbue all of their programs and products with relevant AI capability. And that also means that they can monetize that. In that model, AI is your friend. In the time-based charging model, AI is your biggest threat. So I think that's quite an interesting way of thinking about it. But the ability to actually create the business model around your clients' needs, but also to elevate it to the highest level of value that you can create and realize for your clients. I mean, there's a misnomer that the business model debate in our industry is about we need to charge more. We need to find a way of charging properly. I hear this all the time in the language.
Isn't that part of the problem, that agencies have accepted lower fees for a long time, and so they may be trying to find margin in less than transparent ways? That's the complaint I hear all the time.
It is the complaint, and it's true. But I think it has to...